The organisation behind the Oscars has voted to expel the film mogul Harvey Weinstein over rape and sexual assault allegations. The Academy said the era of willful ignorance and shameful complicity in sexually predatory behaviour in the industry was over. Mr. Weinstein has insisted that any sexual contact with his accusers was consensual. Laura Bicker has been following the story.
When it comes to this body, these are 54 members, really influential figures in Hollywood like Tom Hanks, Whoopi Goldberg, Steven Spielberg. In this statement, the Academy Board of Governors said they voted to expel him, not simply to separate themselves from someone who does not merit the respect of his colleagues, but also to send a message that the era of willful ignorance and shameful complicity in sexually predatory behaviour is over. What they're saying is things are going to change.
Are they really, though? I mean, are they making Harvey Weinstein into a kind of fool guy? Isn't the problem much wider than this?
You know, when you speak to people here, and some of it has been very depressing this week, you speak to women after women and men who feel that they've been preyed upon by people in power. And you heard from earlier this week from the likes of Emma Thompson, who said that this is an epidemic, that Harvey Weinstein is just the tip of the iceberg. You're right. More revelations have to come forward. Hollywood is now taking a good, long, hard look at itself, and I'm not sure it's liking what it's seeing. I've also spoken to people who just simply do not want to hear the question about Harvey Weinstein. They do not want to hear the answers. So there is still a long way to go.
And briefly, even Harvey Weinstein's brother has been laying into him.
He really has. Harvey Weinstein's brother called him a predator. He said that he wasn't aware of the abuse and he had pleaded with the Academy to kick his brother out.
Laura Bicker.